Show. On demand.
So, Adam, you got to hook up with Jeanette. You got to marry her. She's a sweet girl. We were just talking about you. You better propose to her. You've been with her for 2 years.
Uh-huh. She's an amazing cook, by the way.
She
not only brought in donuts, but she made this really great, what is it called? Like a custardy?
And Eric is drooling over her, too, so you better look out because she's got other men in line, Adam. If you don't want to take advantage of that, you better get on the stick, my friend.
And let me just say, Adam, Eric, huge
fan.
Huge fan of your girlfriend.
There you go. Okay. Can I hear from women? Is this true? Because I'm reading today, and thank goodness I'm not in my 20s anymore. The subject says, men in your 20s, it's time to grow up. And Sarah, you are, in fact, 29. Would you date a guy that's younger than you?
This is the last day because you introduced me. Oh, this is Sarah Fraser, 29.
Yeah, well, now I do because you've lied about your age so many times to me. I want to make sure then accept your age. Live with it. It says men in your 20s, it's time to grow up. And the author basically says because women in their 20s have just about given up on you. Is that a true statement? If you're single and you're in your 20s, have you given up on guys in their early 20s? For multiple reasons, and I want to know why. This is in the Wall Street Journal today.
Okay, here's my question, because I kind of agree with this, but what do you expect? Like, a guy's 24 or 25. Like, what are you expecting from a 25-year-old guy who probably has the mentality of someone
18? Well, that's what they say. 877-995-4681. If you're in your 20s and you won't date anyone younger, or in their 20s because they seem to be immature. They say basically this comes from a book called Manning Up, How the Rise of Women Has Turned Men into Boys. They say that guys are in a perpetual state of shallowness, only concerned about themselves. Would you agree with that as a young man in their 20s?
No, absolutely not. Honestly, I think the reason that we're like this is I actually blame women in their 20s for this.
Because so you're blaming women back?
I take Sarah as a prime example, right? Whenever she talks to Eric and I, okay, she'll always say, hey, you guys, you're 24. What should you be doing? You should be out there enjoying yourself. You should be out there having crazy, fun, random hookups like that. We should, right? But then you're also going to be the first one to flip it on and say, like, well, that's why you don't have boyfriends, because you guys are so immature, because all you're doing is you're going out for random hookups. That, I think it's so, like...
It is kind of on a case-by-case basis. I think there are guys that kind of have their stuff together, and they might be 25 or 26, but I don't think that women can be shocked. Like, and probably there aren't a lot of there are probably a lot more women that have it.
Contradictory, though, because you want a man who's mature to be your boyfriend, but yet if he's a friend of yours, you're going to tell him, hey, go hook up, random girl here, don't even worry about it, you do what you want to. But then that ends up screwing him over with the next girl.
Say hi to Katie.
Hey, Katie.
Katie, what's going on?
Hi, I'm 22,
okay.
And I pretty much refuse to date guys that are in their early 20s.
Okay, and is what's the reason that you will not date guys in their 20s?
Just because they're fairly immature, it's really hard to hold a conversation about anything worthwhile. I mean, I have fun hanging out with them, but as far as anything long-term or going anywhere, it doesn't.
So as a 22-year-old, though, you feel like you're far superior than someone male of your age?
I wouldn't say far superior. I have different interests.
Different interests.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And it's, you know, I'm not even trying to settle down or anything, but there's just some stuff I cannot put up with, and I feel like I'm babysitting.
Okay.
And I quit when I was 15, so.
All right. Thank you so much for calling the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I think Katie has a good point.
Well, you do? Why?
Because I think that guys in their early 20s are into them. They are into themselves, which they should be. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I think if you're 23 and you want to play video games and, you know, play beer pong all night, then you should.
Yeah.
That's what you should do. And go to strip clubs.
No, I wasn't doing this. I wanted to say, because on my screen, it says not a stripper name, and the woman's name is Peaches. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
Hi,
you got
Peaches.
You're such a dick. Oh, my God.
Hey, Peaches, what's going on?
I love you so much. I listen to you every day. Your podcast makes me go through the day.
Thanks,
like,
Peaches.
No joke. I love you.
You're going to hear yourself on the podcast later on today. Are you against guys in their 20s?
Oh, my God. Okay, tell me why. When we were 17, there were four girls going out with the same four guys. When we all turned 22, 23, every one of those guys, not only did all
of them... Peaches, you can't be saying that word. All this other crap.
Okay, but basically, like, four girls were with the same four guys, like, since high school, and we ended up, every single one of those girls ended up leaving because they just, all they care about is getting drunk,
being with their friends and doing whatever they want to do. They are all promises and no action.
Wow.
And that's not saying that every guy is like that. I've definitely met some guys that are really good guys, but it's just some of them just don't know how to act. They don't know how to treat a girl, and they just don't care to find out. They just, it's so disappointing.
Peaches is all got her panties all in a wad now because she's looking for a good older man. What's that? What were you gonna say?
I don't know. I don't find those things. I think everybody needs to do those things.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
Don't find that as bad. I don't see giving up on men in their early 20s. I just would postpone it.
Peaches, thank you for calling. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
I love you guys.
We love
so
you too.
Much.
Have
Peaches.
A great day.
Bye.
Let me talk to Colby really quick because Colby's a 22-year-old guy. Colby, are you outraged by this today?
I'm very outraged by this game.
Yeah.
This is I'm 22 years old. I feel like I'm ready to settle down. I'm ready to start a relationship or a wife, like start a family and such.
Wait, Colby. You're ready to start a family at 22?
I want to get married by about 26 and have two kids by 30. That's my game plan. I'm ready to go. Put me in, coach. Come on.
I know. Colby, I mean, let me ask you.
Do you have a real job yet?
Yeah, do you have a job? Do you have a girlfriend in your life now?
I do not have a girlfriend in my life.
Okay.
Because I find that girls my age right now, they're the ones that are immature. They're the ones that are going out to the club, getting drunk, making stupid mistakes. As they always say, oh, I made this mistake last night because I was so drunk.
Yeah.
Whatever. Grow up. Like, learn to control your drinking.
Colby, you tell Colby. So, Colby, if you found a girl today that wanted to settle down with you, you'd be ready to go get married and have babies in the next couple of years?
Yes, sir.
Colby, why do you feel like you don't feel like you still need to go out and sow some wild oats? Like, you don't?
No, I feel like I'd much rather settle down. In all honesty, I want a family. I want to be able to travel with my kids. I want to be able to have fun with them when I'm young.
Like, hey, Colby, let me tell you what. Come over to my house later on today. Let me give you my two girls, and then I think you'll change your mind.
I think Colby, this is exactly what I was talking about earlier.
I love kids.
I do, too, but Colby, I'm tired of mine.
No, Colby, this is what I was talking about. You guys are going to get the contradictory thing, how Sarah's going to sit there and rag and be like, don't you want to sow your wild oats? Don't you want to do this? But yet, if you saw Colby out there on the street, you'd be like, oh, you're immature. That's why I'm not dating you.
Colby, I got a text here. Is Colby a gamer? Colby, do you play video games?
Not often, no.
Okay, cool. All right.
I'm much more of an outdoors guy. I go hiking and backpacking and stuff.
Bye, Hunter.
Colby.
Colby, I hope you find love. I really do.
I hope I do, too.
Me
Thank
too, Colby.
You.
Hey,
you will,
people,
you
by
will.
The way, people are going, oh, my gosh, I want to marry Colby. Kane, is Colby single? I have a great girl for him. I love Colby. Colby, is Colby single? Colby, hang on one second, okay?
Right.
Hang on, I'm about to get you a wife. Hey, Eric, get Colby's Facebook page and some pictures. I want to put a link to it up on our page. Colby's about to have some baby-making sex tonight. What?
No, I was just going to say, I think it's all case by case. Like, Sammy, I think Sammy's getting closer to settling down in his 25-year-old self than you think.
Oh, if you only knew.
I think Sammy will be married before I am.
Can I just say this? I agree with you. I think Sammy's going to be married before you are now.
That's not saying much about me, Sarah. You're just that pathetic.
People want to know what Eric, ask Colby if he looks like anybody famous. People want to know what Colby looks like. See if Colby looks like a celebrity. Look at now all these guys are calling agreeing with Colby because they realize that's the right way to get. Yeah, they are.
These 25-year-old guys are hungover this morning.
No, look,
and they're like,
Dave,
yeah, I'm ready.
Dave's
to
22. Dave, is it the women that are immature or is it the guys in your opinion, Dave?
I think the girls are immature. All of my guy friends are all pretty structured. You know, they're going to college, they're doing their thing. But the girls are the ones that are like sleeping around and getting drunk, going to the clubs, going to the parties.
Yep.
So you're really ready to get married. How old are you right now, 24?
I'm 22, and I'm not ready to get married, but I'm going through college. I have a girlfriend. We have a plan, and everything's going fast.
For you. Dave, thank you for calling the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye, Dave.
You can read more about this story, and we'll put a link up to Colby's picture when we get it done. It'll be up at caneshow.com.
Get more at caneshow.com.